Friend, it's good to take a little time with you here, and you're going to hear other voices in the neighborhood, I believe. It's striking to me as I take a little time with you how much life is here around us, how bountiful is the world, and the world I'm in, Mount Irenaeus. It's a beautiful day. We've had a contemplative day here that will continue through tomorrow, and it began last evening with the acknowledgement that you and I are precious in God's eyes. Indeed, there's so much we need to see in each other and in the world, but it strikes me every once in a while that if we don't see as we are seen by our Creator, some of us might say in Christ, loved by the Father, the God who cares for us as a mother does, now, the one who birthed us into the world by real creation and by the longing of our life in his Son, Jesus, who lives for us, even now in us, in the Spirit. If there's any way that we missed that, we can find it again by simply falling back into the earth, back into creation, and through our senses, listening and feeling and experiencing what's here for us. Sit here and watch out over the valley. And if you wish to picture where we are here at the mountain, you might see some of the photos I've taken, the pics that are on Instagram. It's simply Mount Irenaeus, all lowercase, which allows you to see in lowercase the drama of the big case. The big case that creation goes on and is unfolding here. And as I speak to you, a beautiful ruby-throated grosbeak is making his way back and forth and back and forth, trying to decide if he wants to land on the feeder again. And how often do we do that in our lives? Back and forth and around, wondering and maybe not yet seeing. Here he comes again, within 8 feet of me, looking cautiously, and now going to the feeder. You and I seeing with the eyes of our heart, enlightened that we might have a hope that belongs to our very call. This is a little bit of a transliteration of what we hear in Ephesians that was very dear to St. Bonaventure. May the eyes of your heart be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones. This is not easy to see, and a beautiful red-winged blackbird just showed up, and there he is squawking away and wondering what's up and wants to make it to the sunflower seed as well. We're all hungry. We're finding our way to our inheritance, which is the food of everlasting life itself. But we have to have eyes of our hearts opened. Often in our world, we're not trained, formed, we don't practice to see this way. We're even more cautious than this red-winged blackbird or that earlier friend of mine who shows up regularly, the ruby-throated grosbeak, or other lovely birds. Now, some aren't quite as colorful, so they may not attract my eye right away, but you and I know that there's the beauty deep within each one of us that's blooming right now as we take a little time to meditate with each other. To pause and listen, to find our way into the riches that are given to us, to fall back into the earth and rise up again as the field, the flower, the life that we are, As the birds in the air come near to me, I remember the beautiful gospel given in a mid-June Sunday, which is actually tomorrow. And Jesus telling another story about the kingdom of God being like a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds. But once sown in the earth, springs up and becomes the largest of plants. What is in you and me in this moment? The call of a bird. I see a butterfly down on the foxglove, the digitalis. And I think of the story, the little prince and the fox. And in the beautiful goodbye scene in that beautiful story that the fox, now tamed by the little prince, says, "Now here is my secret, a very simple secret. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye." What is essential is invisible to the eye, the little prince repeated, so that he would be sure to remember. You and I are here, I think, in times like this to remember, and now there are two beautiful ruby-throated grosbeaks. Now, I've seen the ladies come by on a regular basis, but these are two guys who are looking at each other somewhat warily right now. And they're looking at me and each other. And there one flies away. It's striking to sit here with you in the midst of this activity and also feel the call to rest, to awake, so that I too and you too might remember that a mustard seed has fallen within us. The very life of Christ has come to us. That we've been anointed in the power of his love. And this inheritance is ours. And that our eyes are able to see the eye of our heart, to see with great hope the belongings of our life, the glory of our inheritance. I pause right now and will not continue much longer here. I just invite you to, in the quiet of your own day, as I've taken a little time with some meanderings here that don't so much collect but gather, that bring in possibly something within your own heart. That you may see, sense, smell, feel the abiding of God with you at this very moment. You may be sitting in your car, or a friend of mine said the other day that when he goes for a run, he listens to these. So may you have a good run today, Mike. And whoever you are sitting somewhere else, or wherever you are, wander deep within yourself. Let the eye of your very heart open up the universe, the cosmos that is within and is reflected without, is in reflection in the sky above us at all times, and especially at night, but is a reflection of that incredibly multi-starred place within us. The bright hope of immortality. The shining forth of God's abiding presence. The quiet that comes to our hearts now. Rest in the Lord on this summer day wherever you are, and let this light of Christ illumine your vision and mine, that in coming to see a bit more clearly, we might follow more nearly and love each other as well as God more dearly. Blessings, my friend, and Greg and I won't be back to you until almost the end of the month of June, and I'm glad that we've been able to take this time together now. May the deep peace of Christ abide in your hearts through faith, and may that faith, which is beyond all understanding and words, direct your life. May the silence of this moment encompass you and give you hope. May the eye of your heart see the golden field of life and trust the mustard seed that's growing up to be the greatest of all plants now. Soon will blossom for you. blessed by the loving God. Peace, my friend. This is Dan Riley and Greg Lacamelli signing off for a little while. Let us remember each other through this month.